Okay, today's Daf Mem. Actually, on Daf Mem, and Daf Mem, we're on the third line, Mat Narva. Today's Shir is sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. George and Figgy Froy, Lila Mishmat, from the Esther Bas Chai Halevi.
Okay. Don't shut down Leah.
Now, ready? Third line. We said yesterday that the inner chatos, the inner Mizbeah, the blood that are put on the inner Mizbeah, you have to do four applications. That's Makis. And the Adam Mizbeah, one's enough, according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, you can get away with two. The inner Mizbeah, you have to do all four. Right? Matan Arba, Menayim. How do you know that? How do you know that? Talmud Lomar, Kein Ya'aseh. That we had yesterday. Now we're going to flesh that. Now, ask the Gemara like this. Maishna matan sheva, just like whenever there's an application, seven times, like we ended off yesterday by saying. For example, the paraduma, or by negoim, get that seven. Why? Dichtivan ukfilan. Because the parsha wrote down, you should sprinkle, and then it said, va'asa ka'asher asa, which means, to teach you, it's ma'aki. Matan Arba Nami Sivan Ukfilon. By Matan Arba, it also says Ba'asa Kasher Asa. So why do I need the separate pasuk of Kein Ya'aseh? I already know that the four Matanos Bifnim are Ma'akiv. Amar Rav Yirmiya, no, Lo Nitzrucha. I need the pasuk of Kein Ya'aseh Ella L'Rabbi Shimon. I only need it according to Rabbi Shimon. Look at Rashi. You know what? Don't look at Rashi. You can look at Rashi if you want. Excellent source to look at, if you so want. But I'll just explain it outside. Big fan of Rashi. Did Tanya? Could you imagine not having Rashi? Just imagine that. Did Tanya? Like, what Rashi? How did Rashi write Rashi? You wonder that. How do you write Rashi? You know, because there are some Rishonim that they wrote like a Pirush on Chumash. So they think this pasuk means X, Y, Z. All right, very lovely. And the other Rosh Mishon called a man to ABC. Oh, also lovely. Rashi's not like that. He's not like that. It's a whole different Pirush, you know? Yeah, he lived through the Crusades. The Tanya, he actually wrote some Kiddush. The Tanya, because what did the Brisa, Lamaila, by the Parsha of the Par, Kohen, HaMashiach, right, if a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, or it says Karen. Don't say the word Karen. It says the Nasan HaKohen Menadam Al Kronos. It says plural. Kronos, it says. Shtayim, which is Mashma 2. Lamata, and by a Par Helen Dava Shal Tzibur, who Omer, it says also Karen, which we read as Karnos, which is Arba, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's the words of Rabbi Shimon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no makar that you need four applications of daf. It's learned out of a hekish between par of a Kohen Gadol and par helam davar. Two and two, I learned them both out, so it becomes four and four. So I don't know it's ma'akev. That's why I need another process of Kain, how we started off the page, Kain ya'aseh, tell me it's ma'akev. You're right. According to the other Tanayim, it's extra. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't a tzara. I don't need that drasha to get four matanos. Shaharehu Omer. It already says, Be'ohel Moed. It says the words, Be'ohel Moed. That's extra. What does it mean, Be'ohel Moed? Of course it's Be'ohel Moed, right? What does the word, Be'ohel, teach me? I'll call Ha'amor Be'ohel Moed. It means, on every available space in the Ohel Moed, meaning all four. Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the words of Kein Ya'aseh are not needed. He knows anyway I need four matanos. So Kein Ya'aseh am I obviously. What do you do with those words? Kein Ya'aseh. Vibayale, they're used, L'chidatanya, for the following din. L'fi shalola madnu, l'par yom ha-kipurim, l'smicha, shari hadam, in parashat achrei mos. Rashi says, in the whole parsha of Yom Kippur, it never says anywhere that there has to be smicha on the animal, or that the Shiori Hadam are poured onto the Yisod of the Mizbeah, Minayin, how do you know that those two are necessary anyway? Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Ken Yaseh. And those words are extra, by the way, those words are written by the Parhel of Dovr Shel Tzibur. But they're extra, and we darshan, and on Yom Kippur, you do whatever they do by the Parhel of Dovr, you do it on Yom Kippur also, and if we have Tzmicha, and you have to have the pouring of the Shiori Hadam. Okay? Ulapar Yom HaKippur Lo Lamadu. What? We don't know that already, that Yom Kippur is like that? We don't know that already? Ha Marta. Well, we learned this yesterday. It says, Lapar, right? Which was the par on Parhelam Dover, which we said was extra, right? And we said, Zeh Yom HaKippurim. That's the par on Yom Kippur. Which and what we say? That whatever is done to the Parhelam Dover is done to the par of Yom Kippur. So we know that already. So the Gemara says, Itzrif. No, it's still necessary. It's still necessary for Kain Yaseh to teach me that the par on Yom Kippur needs Shmicha and Shiri Hadam. Why? I would have thought, Hani Mili, when do we compare a par Helam Dover to the par of Yom Kippur? That's Avodah de Ma'akva Kapara. That's only Avodah. That's Ma'aki. Like what? Like blood application, matano, different things. Drika. Aval avodah delo ma'akva kapara, but avodah is not ma'akid anyway, like what, like smicha. It's not ma'akid. Or pouring the leftover blood. It's not ma'akid. Ema lo. Maybe I would say, why do the parahel and davar and the parah and kippur have to be connected? Ema lo. I would say maybe not. Kamash malan. That's why Ken Yasek comes to teach me. There's the connection between Par Hel of Davar and the Par of Yom Kippur. Okay? Good? Now, according to Rav Shimon, who learned out that you need four matanos from a Hekish, from Par Yom Kippur to a Par Hel of Davar, now according to him, Rav Shimon, hi, Ba'ol Moed, my Avidle, what does he do with the word Ba'ol Moed? According to him, those words are extra. According to Yehuda, that taught you the four matanos. Points of Shimon, they're extra. So the Gemara says, from the fact that what does Ol Moed mean? It means tent. The tent of the meeting place, where the Moed is a meeting place. Right? That's what a Moed means. The Moed is the time when we, us and Hashem, hook up, we meet up together. Right? That's what a Moed is. That's what Moed means. Miboyele, she'im nivchata tikra, shel heichal, that if there's a hole in the roof of the heichal, the hole in the roof, right? Snowed a lot, the roof caved in, right? There's a hole in the roof. Then, lo hayamate. There's no ol moed if there's a hole in the roof. How do I know that? Because it says ol moed. It's got to be covered. So there's a hole in the roof. It's not covered. Oh, did out of left field. Right? But there's a mikdash. There must be a roof. Sure there's a roof. The heichal? The heichal, the place, the Hegel is the actual building of the base of the Mikdash. The building. In the Hegel were the menorah, the shulchan, and the little mizbeach. And in the first base of the Mikdash, also the Aron Kodesh. That's called the Hegel. Yeah, officially, that's the Hegel. That's the Hegel. Right? The building was a very long front that was very, very shallow. And then after that, it was skinnier, like a lion. Big head of a lion, and the body of a lion is nice and slim. Look the same way. That long thing, look at the picture. That long thing is called the ulam, the antechamber to the heichal. So if the heichal had a roof, it had a hole, that was built, that was covered with a roof. So if the heichal had a hole in the roof, it's no good. Right? It's no good. That's not, I have nothing to say about that. It's a rule. Now, the Idah. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that if there was a hole in the roof, it was no good? How does he know that? He learned it out. Me'asher, it's an extra word asher. Right, the pasuk there says, "Ubin Adam Yitain Al Karnos Hamizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem Asher Be'ol Moed." Well, that's a little redundant, right? The second asher is extra, and that teaches me that it has to be the can't be a hole in the roof.
Ve'edach. And what does Reb Shimon do with that Asher? Asher lo darish. He doesn't darish in it. To him, it's not such a kasha that it's there. He doesn't darish in it. Okay? What? A cow on the roof? Yeah. Well, they, by the way, they used to put, that's, by the way, we're going to learn later, they had golden spikes on the roof because they didn't want birds to go there. They don't want birds to rest there. They want birds resting there and having droppings. So it has golden, amazing. Sometimes we say, oh, there was never a fly in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The nace. But the birds coming and resting, that there was no nace. That they had to put, like regular people, it's like regular, right, regular building, they had to put spikes along the edge of the roof, so the birds shouldn't come. How come there couldn't have been a nace for that? I don't know. Right? For the flies, it's a nace. Everyone had room, there was a nace. The smoke rose in the column, there was a nace. But the birds, there was no nace for that, get their regular, right? I don't know. We don't know what the first Beis HaMikdash looked like. No, we don't, I mean, we know, but generally, we don't know the details. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. There's no mission like that. No, the mission says 10 things that did happen. There's no mission that says 10 things. The Gemara says there are 5 things different. Right? That's the reason why it says that, 5 things different. One of them is not that the birds came, yeah? It's not one of them. But 10 things that, we need 10 nisim. It doesn't say which one. Just do 10 nisim at the base of Mikdash. I don't think it says which one. Okay. If some of those 10, by the way, are about the whole city of Yerushalayim also. Some of them are about, not the base of Mikdash. Okay. Now, what? Now, we started off today's daf saying, why do we need the words Kein Yaseh? We know already that the inner Chatos had Arba Matanos. So why do we need the words Kein Yaseh? So we had a whole Gemara, why? Amar Abaya, and we said, really, it's because of Rav Shimon. I wonder who to do with them, he learned other drushes. Amar Abaya, Rav Yehuda Nami Yitra. Even according to Rav Yehuda, we need the words Kein Yaseh. We said, well, we needed it according to Rav Shimon. Right? And then we said, according to Rav Yehuda, what does he do with Kein Yaseh? And then he said, to teach you that on Yom Kippur, you have Smicha and Sheri Hadam, just like Apar Halam Dama. Right? So now, Abaya said, no, I'm Abaya. Rav Yehuda Nami Yitzra. Even according to Rav Yehuda, it's not extra. Why? Salakadai Sechamina, I would have thought that from the words, Va'asa, Kasher Asa Midi Dahavi Asmicha Ushiyari Hadam. That's just like Smicha and Shir Hadam. Even though it's said and repeated, Lo Ma'akva. Not Ma'ake. Ma'narba Namilo Ta'ake. Kvash Malan. That's why it's repeated and said, Kein Yaseh. I would have thought, true. You have to do 4 applications. But not Ma'ake? No, it's Ma'ake. Even according to Yehuda, it was necessary. Okay. We're a little more than halfway down the page. Go up to the place where it says Lapar. Yesterday we said there was a Braisa, we quoted a Braisa that said the word Lapar was extra, and the Braisa yesterday said from the words Lapar, that was a comparing, that was a reference to the par on Yom Kippur, that we compared the par on Yom Kippur to the par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. Again, we compared the power on Yom Kippur to the power Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Okay? Power Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, we know, was that carbon brought when Klai Yisrael made a mistake. Certain rules went there. And the same thing by a power of Yom Kippur. Okay? L'mai Hilchasa, in what way are they compared? In what way? E la'akev, if you want to tell me that the matanos are ma'akev, why? By the way, these are two of the rare carbonos whose blood was done inside the Heichal, in the little Mizbeach. And what was the little Mizbeach used for? Every day they brought the Torah in there, twice a day, and then it was used for these rare Kabbanos 5 times, and Yom Kippur, they were busy with it. So that's it. These are 2 of the 5. So what do you want to, and then we said, we started off today's staff by saying that the inner Mizbeach, all 4 applications are Ma'ake. You want to tell me that this is why they connected? Par Helam Davar and a Par Yom Kippur tell me that the Matanos are Ma'akev? Pshita, that's obvious. Why? chukuk shivu. It says by Yom Kippur, it's a chok. V'hoizel lachem v'chukat olam. A chok means it's ma'aki. You can't mess around with a chok. Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. No, lo nitzricha. You know why they're needed? El Rav Yehuda, the Amar, he says like this. Iksiv chuk, iksiv chuka. When does the Torah say chok? What does it mean by that? That advarim hanasim bevigdei lavan bifnim. That's talking about things that the Kohen Gadol does wearing special white begadim inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. After all, one of the reasons why Yom Kippur is so unique, it's unique for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons, the main reason it's unique, is because the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh Kedoshim. He never does that. Only once a year. I would have, anyways, white begadim, right? You can't wear gold because it's not, right? You're trying to be a defense attorney. You can't be with the evidence for the prosecution, right? You don't make gold. So that's when it says the word. That's what chukah means. Chukah means for that. For the Yom Kippur, so unique. That can't be messed around. That can't be done with I got to be in there for 5 minutes. I'll be in there for 1 minute. We'll say no. None of that. None of those games. None of these bidyevet things. Right? Everything's ba'ake. Im hiktim ma'isa l'chaveiro. If you do it out of order, the order was, the par went before the sa'ir. What if you mixed it up? You mixed up different things. Well, it wants to blow cloth. That's all no good. Aval, but, dvarim hanasim, the big day, lavan, bachot, but things that the Kohen Gadol did, wearing white begadim, white special begadim, outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, in the regular Kodesh, for example, putting matanos on the parochet, in the heichal, outside the Kodesh Kedoshim, take the ma'isa l'chaveiro, and you went out of order. The Kohen Gadol messed up, you went out of order. He did everything he supposed to, but he went out of order. Masha'a sa'asut. So he did it already. Ema, I would say, mi de kisidron lo ma'akvi. This, but that's so makvid on the order. We're not going to pass the whole Yom Kippur, because we're makvid on the order. Because he went out of order. Hazos nami lo ma'akvi. So too, he went out so makvid on the sprinklings. Kamash malan. That's how we compare the power of Yom Kippur to the power of Dovr Shel Tzibur. No, we are very ma'ake. We're very, very concerned. All the matanos must be done. Okay? Good? Good. Maskevla, Rav Papa asked the following question. Can you say this? That the reason why a Par Helam Dover is compared to a Par Yom Kippur to tell you that the Matanos are Ma'akev for Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa, it says like this. The Pasuk says, V'chila V'chaper Et HaKodesh. Right? What is the word V'chila? Let me have the translation of V'chila. Completed. V'chila V'chaper Et HaKodesh. And the completion is V'chaper the Kodesh, and I'm finished the Pasuk. The Es Ol Moed, the Es HaMizbeach, the Hikriv es ha-sa'ir ha-choy. This is the pasuk in Parshas Achimos, right? What is the pasuk coming to tell you? In Kippur, right? If you've done everything you're required to do, meaning you've got all the necessary sprinklings, kila, then you get a kapara. It's all done. V'yim lo kippur, but if you didn't get a kapara, why didn't you get a kapara? Because you didn't do all the matanos. Lo kila, you're not done. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Akiva, mipneman no lomar. Why don't you read the pasuk? What are you reading the pasuk backwards for? Read the pasuk normally. It should say, what's the pasuk? The first word of this pasuk is the kila. Im kila, if you finished. Right? Then kippur. Then you get a kapara. V'yim lo kila. You didn't finish. Lo kippur. You don't get a kapara. What do you see from Rabbi Yehuda's answer back to Rabbi Akiva? Right? That from here you see Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to do everything perfectly. What's the kila? What's the conclusion? The completion is pouring the dam, the yisod, the leftover dam. If you did everything, go ahead and pour that dam, and then you're done. What? Exactly. What do you see from Yehuda? He's put his emphasis on, make sure you do it all right. Why don't you just heckish to par helam davar? I know it anyway. That's the whole thing. We had a whole heckish. Par helam davar. Jim Kipper. Said you gotta do it perfect. Right? It can't be chukah. Because I would think chukah is only talking about the Kodesh Kedashim. Because that's why Yom Kippur is so special. But if it's not the Kodesh Kedashim, you're not so machpin. They're the heckish. What do you mean a heckish? Who just said straight out? Not a heckish. He said straight out. Rabbi Akiva maybe used the heckish. Because he learned that part backwards. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, black and white. Kilo, you did everything right. Now you can go pour the Shari Hadam, you're done. Well, Kilo, you're not done. Same simple. So the Gemara said, you're right. Amar of Papa. You know what? You know why there's a heckish between a par helam davar and Yom Kippur? For the following three ideas. Ella, lilmod, may es dam utvila. It says by a, again, now we're bringing the third par here. It says by a par, when a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake. When a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, it says by that par, it says, I'll read you the full pasuk, it's in Vayikra Dalet Vav, betaval hakohen et ba'o badam, and the Kohen will stick his finger. He'll dip, he'll be tovel. He'll dip his finger into the blood. Dehizam in Adam Shev of Amot Hashem, and he'll sprinkle it seven times before Hashem. Now it says, Tava HaKohen Es Etzpo. I can't just say Tava HaKohen Etzpo. What's Es Etzpo? That word is extra, right? It says, Tava HaKohen Es Etzpo. Badam. Where else is it, what else is he putting his finger in? Badam. What else? And now they say like this. Vitaval is also extra. Why do I say Vitaval? Well, I don't care how the blood gets on his finger. Why can't he pour the blood on his finger? Well, what do I care? Right? So those three words are extra, and those three words are written by where? By a par where a Kohen Gadol makes a mistake. Now, so it says es dam and tvila, right? Es amar vacha by Yaakov bol mitzrucha. Why is es written there? Lahachshir amin sheba etzba. What if somebody's got a? What if the kohen who's doing this avoda has some kind of wart or some kind of scab or some kind of boil on his finger? Can he still do the zrika? The answer is yes. I would have thought no. It's a chapita. It's no good, right? It's fine. He could do it. Badam. Why does it say the word badam? It's extra. What else is he sprinkling? The answer is shehei dam shir tvila meikara. There should be enough blood in this bowl that sprinkling can be done. Okay, there should be enough in there. There can be one little drop of blood in there. It's not enough. And vitaval below misafig. Vitaval means you have to actually dip his finger into the bowl. You can't like scrape. Misafig means to wipe. Can't wipe his finger on the side of the bowl like you do with a peanut butter jar to get the extra. Can't do that. You have to actually dip your finger in the bowl. Okay? Those three things, I wouldn't have known that. Those are very interesting halachas. I wouldn't have known these three. The Torah wants you to do it this way. Excellent. Now, the instruction. Right. So one second, we're going to get there. The instruction of Mitzvah Badam. It was necessary to write the word dumb. Because of Rachmana v'taval, if it only said v'taval, havamina, afagaf, te'ekel, deleka, shir, tevila, meikara. Even if it's not enough. Because of Rachmana v'adam. Because of Rachmana v'adam, havamina, afilu, misafik. I would have thought, even if you wipe it. Because of Rachmana v'taval. Therefore it says v'taval. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? You see from here, like I just said. You see from here, that's why there's a hekesh between Par Helam Davar and Par Yom Kippur, that these three dinim, which are written by a par of a kohen who made a mistake, are also applicable to the other two paros as well. Okay? Like I said, not a hard daf today. Just so much, you know, it's such a hard daf. It's hard to grasp the idea. Not hard in terms of concept. Now the Gemara says like this. Once we're discussing Sukkot by a par of a Kohen Gadol who made a mistake, let's look at the following pasuk. It same pasuk. The next pasuk. It says, "V'nasan ha'kohen adam al karnos mizbeach." It says like this: "V'nasan ha'kohen al min adam al karnos mizbeach kitores hasanus." Why, of all places, does the pasuk call this mizbeach the mizbeach of the kitores hasanus? Why? Of all places. So, by the way, you have a good point. The answer is, when the Torah says something by one carbon, we're going to apply it to all carbonos that are similar. Even though it's only written here one time, by a power when a carbon makes a mistake, I know, and we're applying it to other obscure carbonos. A carbon made a mistake, the whole class made a bit of a mistake. Yes, carbon and Yom Kippur. Right, and the next one is a power on Yom Kippur. Right, a power on Yom Kippur. That's not the of every year. That's what they're. Parallel Dover could have been brought once every 100 years. If that long, right? If that much. Who knows? Right, you're right. But we know this already. This we know already from the rest of Shas, just not to this level. Whenever the Torah says something, it applies to every other area of Halacha, unless we know otherwise. For example, it says one place that your Yad is a Yamin. We learn out the tefillin of this is on Yamin and this is Yamin and the ear of from a Eved Ivri is Yamin. So it says one time. We always say whatever it says one time, it applies to every place unless it says otherwise. Same thing over here. Probably by kachim, it's exponential the amount of times it says it. Right. So now, why of all places are you telling me here that the mizbeach is the mizbeach where they bring ketores every day? Why? So the Gemara says, Mizbeach Ketores Samim Lomali. Why do I need to know that right now over here? So the Gemara says, listen to this. She'im lo mizchane ha-mizbeach Ketores ha-samim lo ha-yimate. Let's say they, I don't know, something happened to the mizbeach. They had to build a brand new one. They built a brand new one. It first had to be used for Ketores before you could use it to sprinkle dust. Had to be inaugurated as a mizbeach for Ketores, then you could use it for dust. That's why it says, by the way, the mizbeach you're using is the mizbeach where they burnt the ketores. Yeah, that's why it's really there. That has to be the first use. Once you did that, then you can use it for other dots. Okay? Well, what if there's a Kohen Gadol made a mistake the next day? Right. So make sure that when you build it, the first time you use it is for the ketores. Tanya Kavasa der Papa. We have a bride that supports Rav Papa, that the par of a Yom Kippur and the par of a par Helam Davar are connected regarding the three dinim of Es, Dom, and Tvila. Right? Why? Because it says like this. It says in the same parak there, parak Dalet of Yikra, it says, V'asa, I'm going to read you the full pasuk, V'asa lapar, kasher asa lapar achata. Due to the par helem davar, whatever you do to the par of a Kohen Gadol who makes a mistake. Right? Now, ma talmud lomar. Why does the Torah have to say that? So the Gemara says, ma talmud lomar lapar, l'rabos par yom ha-kippurim l'chol ma sha'amar b'inyin. To tell you, not only is a par helem davar like a par of a Kohen Gadol, but so too, the power Yom Kippur is like a power Helam Davar. Right? Extra word left part. Divrei Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. Amar Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Yishmael says, I don't need a pasuk to that. That's a Kavachomer. What's a Kavachomer? Ma mako shalo hushvo. Carbon le carbon. When you have two carbonos that are not the same animal, yet they're the same kapara, the same bottom line. Right, ma buckle, shelo hushvu carbon le carbon. The two carbonos are not comparable. Why? Two different animals. Nevertheless, hishva maisim le maisim, all the maisim are done the same. The makom shahishve carbon le carbon. So in a place where the two animals are the same animal, for example, a par on Yom Kippur and a par where a Gadol makes a mistake, ain't a din. Certainly, shahishva maisim le maisim. Certainly, it should be the same procedure. So why do I need a hekish to tell me that? It's obvious. It's a kavachomer. plus. 1 minute. Ella, if I have a kavah chomer, ma talmud lomer about lapor, then what does the word lapor mean? Ze par helam davar shel tzibur, lapar ze par korin hamashiach. The korin hamashiach is compared to the par helam davar. What about the par helam kippur? That's the kavah chomer. Okay? That's the kavah chomer. Now, Amar Mar, we just said a second ago, but no one even stopped me, I just read it and everyone just nodded their head. We just said a second ago, when two animals are not the same, yes, they have the same dinim. So certainly, if the two animals are the same, they have the same dinim. But when are two animals not the same and they have the same dinim? When is that? Omar Mar, ma makom shalohush for carbon le carbon. When you have two animals that are not the same, yet it's the same carbon. So for sure, when the two animals are the same, it's going to be the same carbon. When are two animals not the same, have the same carbon? My, when is that? My lo hushvu carbon le carbon. When is that? When do you have two animals not the same? That's the same dinim. Ilema, is it par yom kippurim v'seir yom kippurim? You have a par on Yom Kippur, and you have a goat on Yom Kippur. What? Interesting. You can't tell me it's talking about a par and a seir. Why not? Ikel mifra. Ma lahana. You know why those two are special? Shekein nichnas damo lefnai velefnim. Both damed are brought into the Kodesh Kedashim. Right? But a par in Yom Kippur and a par of Kohen HaMashiach, right? They're not the same. Why? Par Yom HaKippurim is brought into the Kodesh Kedashim. And a par of Kohen HaMashiach is not brought into the Kodesh Kedashim. That can't be the same. Ella, what is it? Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. How about this one? A par, when Klai Yisrael makes a mistake, Usi'ire Avodas Kochavim. And a goat brought when Klai Yisrael makes a mistake. Different animal, same halachas. Right? And the Kavachoma would run like this. Just like a par helam dover. And it's the ear of a Vodas Kochavim. They're not the same animal. One's a par, one's a goat. One's a bull, one's a goat. Nevertheless, they have the same halachas. So certainly, a par of Yom Kippur and a par of a par helam dover have the same halachas. Same animal. Right? So you're going to say, it's not a good Kavachoma. Ikel mifra. Nala hanach. You know why those are the same? Shekein mechaprin alaveiros. Mitzvah Yidua. They are mechaper for mitzvahs that you know about. A par helam davar is mechaper for listening to Sanhedrin, and a par and a seir Yom Kippur is listening to the bezin about avodah zarah. Well, you made a mistake about avodah zarah. The par Yom Kippur is mechaper for things we don't even know what we did wrong. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. Hashem, well, you know better than me, Hashem. Whatever I did, Hashem, I'm getting a kapara. That's what the par Yom Kippur is. Right, today we don't have that, so we daven all day, right? That's what it is. That can't be the same thing. Ella, these are the two that are not similar. Par helam davar shel tzibur, v'seir shel yom kippur. The par on Yom Kippur, the par helam davar, and the goat on Yom Kippur. V'hachi kamar. Makom shel ohush v'karbon l'karbon. When the two animals are different, right? One's a par helam davar, it's a par. And the other one is a seir on Yom Kippur. The high par, the high seir. Hushvu maisim lamaisim. The maisim are the same. All the procedures are exactly the same. L'maisikasav bahu. Whatever is written by one applies to the other. So then makom, shehushvu, karbon l'karbon. In a case where the animals are exactly the same. Like where? A par of Yom Kippur. And a par of where Korgol makes a mistake. The high par of a high par. Ain't a din. Isn't it for sure? Shehushvu maisim lamaisim. We should compare the maisim. V'asalei par yom kippurim, and then the par from Kippur comes along. Le'et dam utvila. Right? V'asalei par yom kippurim. Le'et dam utvila. Right? Mi par kohen hamashiach. Right? What does that mean? What does that mean? So now we just said like this. We just said, oh, exactly. What? No, no. So that's the Kal Vachomer. If the Parhelim Dover and it's the ear on Yom Kippur are not the same animal, but they have the same halacha. So for sure, par, what par? A par of Yom Kippur and a par where a koi makes a mistake, for sure the same halacha. And a par Yom Kippur with le'es damu tefila be par koin hamashiach. By par koin hamashiach, it says the words es dam and tefila. We have a kal v'chomer that those same halachas apply when on a par on Yom Kippur. The asile seir Yom Kippurim misiire avodas kochavim mikal v'chomer, and then we will learn the seir of Yom Kippur from the seir of avodah zarah from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Just like a parhelam davar and a seir on Yom Kippur. The kabbalas are different. One's a par, one's a seir. Nevertheless, the avodas are the same, right? Where the kabbonos are the same, for example, a seir on Yom Kippur and a seir of avodah zarah, that they're the same animal, they're both goats. Certainly, the halachas should be the same, right? So the Gemara is playing in that. The chidavar halamed the hekish, something that weren't like with a hekish, chose umalamed kal v'chomer. You can then go ahead and learn a kal v'chomer. Amar papa, yes, katavar tamed the baby shmal, davar halamed the hekish, chose umalamed kal v'chomer. Something that you have a hekish for. What's the hekish over here? Es dam and tevila. We're applying that to all these animals. You can then go ahead and create another kal v'chomer between the goat of Yom Kippur and the goat of avodah zarah and make the same halacha. That's a technical din in Yud Gimel Midot if you can do that. And Rabbi Shmuel said, yeah, you can do that. So we'll stop here. That's the end of the Gemara. We'll stop here. The Gemara continues with the same brayse from yesterday that we read. The Gemara continues on. That ends this portion. So we'll stop here, and then Michael will pick up from here tomorrow.